I should say welcome to the post-game show, in case you're tuning in. Not after, like if you're not tuning in live after
the
show.
I think they understand.
Anyway,
okay. They got it. You're good.
What? Where am I? When am I tuning into this?
Okay. All right, before we get started.
First of all, tuning in.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting that you, being how young you are, mm-hmm. even uses that. I mean, did you ever tune anything in?
What is that? Doesn't that just mean like watching a show?
Well, it's no, like tuning the dial.
Oh,
it was
tuning the
radio dial, but it could also be relevant for the original TV dial. Sometimes you'd have to adjust,
so
especially
that's what
on
stay
UHF.
Stay tuned means. That stay means like tuned. Don't fuck with the tune.
Don't mess with the tune. don't tune away, Dick.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, we say things without thinking about what they mean all the time.
I just suddenly occurred to me as I heard you because you nailed it so well that I.
Okay. You know, so there was another thing that I would say all the time that was like super outdated, and our viewers would like call me out on it when I would say, oh, we taped it. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. We don't tape shit. Like,
there's no tape.
What's a tape?
Don't film anything.
We don't film anything. So what does it mean?
I've never filmed anything.
So is it record? We recorded it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you smoke a blunt in the bathroom? I wish.
Yeah. I love the
image. We digitally recorded this segment earlier.
I love the image of like a 1950s TV presenter being like, don't you fucking touch that tune.
Right, yeah.
Don't touch the tune here.
Look here. We'll be back after the commercial break. Don't you touch the tune.
Don't touch the dial, they'd say, because it was literally a dial.
Yeah.
You adjusted the dial.
Yeah.
That's how you found your radio station.
That was a simpler time in America.
Yeah, it was a good old days.
By the way, look at Bob. Bob is so cute.
Bob, you want to come up? Say hi.
Yeah, like come
here, Bobby. Bobby, come here. Up, up, up. Come here. All right, there we go.
Wow.
Bob, come here.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Up, up, up.
Look at that little face.
Hello.
Oh.
I know you want a bagel.
Oh, you want that.
I gave her a
sugar. She wanted that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't love a good bagel?
I'm going to eat the bagel, Bob.
I want to make sure I get this. I say this before we get into our conversation. I want to thank Chris. I don't want to share your last name in case you're uncomfortable with it, for sending me a super sweet letter.
Letter?
Yes.
You know what a letter is?
Yeah, I know what a letter is. Chris sent me a very nice letter, and it was following the post game where I talked about the woman in my neighborhood who called me a Jewish cunt. And I was really
welcome aboard.
Yeah. I was really like shaken by that and upset. Yeah. And you know, I got an outpouring of support from our members, and I'm so grateful for you guys. You have no idea. And Chris, thank you for the letter. And also, mathematician, you have not sent me a letter, but you said some really nice things about me online, and I want to thank you as well.
Not to totally rehash it, why did she call you that? Were you acting like one?
No. I actually was, it was a rare occurrence, but I was actually very nice to her. Her dog had defecated and she refused to pick it up. And so, and it's a
problem. Just refused like on principle or just on, she didn't have a bag? Like she was.
I don't even know if she had a bag or not, but like it's a problem in our neighborhood. There's dog poop everywhere. And so I asked her very nicely. I'm like, hey, do you mind picking that up? Because I've stepped in poop and, you know, it'd be nice.
It sucks.
Yeah.
If we're going to have dogs, and I have two, and I'll always have as many as I can manage, you have an obligation.
Yes.
That's just a simple, we have a social, it's the social contract. We have a social contract.
Yes.
Pick it up. I don't like doing it. It's gross, right? But you figure it out.
I don't even think it's that gross.
No, you get used to it. It's like once you have a baby, you think, I'm never going to be able to change her. And then you're like, it's not that bad.
It's not.
You just learn it, you process, you get it, do it fast, it's done.
And her response to me was, fuck you, you Jewish cunt.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't want to rehash that. It was just not. And
how old a woman was this?
She was middle-aged. I don't know. I it's really hard to tell. I want to say like late 40s, early 50s, but
so she was young.
Isn't young that middle aged though?
I don't know, man. I'm that.
Yeah, you're middle aged. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just funny, but you say like all right, whatever.
I didn't say she's elderly.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
She's
elderly. She was a senior citizen.
She was like
47,
yeah. Jesus. Yeah, she was counting, it was her last day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
So she instantly escalated to that.
Yeah, immediately.
And I
kid you not, I'm not exaggerating. I was super nice because no one wants to be told to do anything, right, by a stranger. And so I wanted to make sure I approached her in a very friendly way, and that was her response. And I was like, what? Like, I just did not expect that.
Did you say, ma'am, I'm not Jewish.
No, I didn't say that because, I mean, that doesn't mean, who cares? Who cares if I'm Jewish or not, right? I mean, I am a cunt, but she wouldn't know that.
She couldn't box. she didn't have the information, right?
Yeah, that's right. So she just kind of prejudged, and that was really offensive. But anyway, let's just move on.
Well, that was very nice of the guy to send you a letter.
Yes, thank you.
You know that, just so you know, like, within the LGBT community, like the queer community, like, being a cunt is awesome because, as we learned from RuPaul, it means you have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. So you should really have taken that as a compliment. She was obviously a huge RuPaul fan.
Exactly. It was really a compliment, yes.
Uniqueness is a little tough there.
No, it's not if you say it. Like RuPaul does.
Well, is that right?
I wouldn't expect you to understand. RuPaul doesn't, like, well, I mean, yes.
No, I just mean for the uniqueness, because you have to, like, it's like you need an act to distract for the clunkiness of uniqueness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like nerve. Mm-hmm. Nerve is nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good
nerve.
That's a good
and
end.
Talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the first one? What's C?
Charisma.
Charisma. I like it. There's 3 for 4.
See?
And I got it.
Three for four.
But you're in a bind with you. Like, I don't know what you're.
But, yeah. Understanding, like, right, it's not, it doesn't have the same thing. Charisma, understanding, nerve, and talent.
Yeah.
Not the same ring. That's it. That's the only compliment you can give someone for with the letter U.
Oh, man. All right, you want to talk about your life a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, I'll go. My turn. I got engaged. I was in Alaska for a month. Lizzie and I planned on taking this trip about a year ago, maybe even a little bit over a year. We decided, I don't know who got the idea exactly, probably her. She comes up with the best ideas. And she said, let's drive from LA to Alaska because you can do it. And it seems like a crazy drive. And it also seems like it could be so fun. It's a once in a lifetime trip. Let's
beautiful
do it.
Beautiful drive. Right?
Yeah, yeah. And so we decided we were going to do it. We were going to drive the Alaskan Highway. And we had initially planned it because we were having a hard time taking vacations because our dog at that time, Casper, was an 80-pound pit bull. He was really difficult to travel with, but we couldn't leave him because he was really he wasn't good with other dogs, so you couldn't really leave him at a shelter. I'll be back. You couldn't leave him at like a boarding facility. It would really stress him out. So we wanted to go somewhere that we could bring him with us, and so road trips, we were limited to that. And then we saw this amazing road trip, and we've been together for over 4 years, and I have known, actually, one night when I was very drunk in college, which is where we met, I told her best friend probably within a month of us talking a little bit, I was like, I'm gonna marry that girl. And I knew.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew, I don't believe it necessarily in love at first sight, but there was something about her the moment I saw her. I'll never forget it. And so I kind of knew that was the path for me with her.
That's how I felt when I saw Christian's ass. Oh, like, that's the man.
And
for
that's
me.
Kind of.
It's a beautiful story.
That's how I felt when I saw Christian's ass too. I mean, we've all been there with Christian's ass. It's so great. It really does cast a spell on you.
You ever had Christian take you into his arms, give you a hug?
No, but my dog great. Casper loved him. Yeah. Like, it's great.
I'm sorry for derailing this conversation.
No, I'm taking a minute and I'm thinking, like, yeah, he does. I'm really thinking. I remember when I saw you guys go on a hike at my birthday, and I did notice. I was like, God, that is a straight man with a great butt. Like, what anyway.
Yeah.
I would marry it too, if he was a girl. Anyway, so I knew for a while I was going to marry Lizzie, or that I wanted to ask her. Mm-hmm. And then when we planned this Alaska trip, it is the trip of a lifetime. It's crazy. We saw 5 bears in one day on the drive. It's wild. It's very remote. You can go 6 hours without seeing another human, which is cool, but also terrifying if you have car problems, which we very fortunately did not. Well, here and there, but we were close enough to a town to get some help. And so I knew I was going to propose to her on that trip. And I talked to a lot of people, Anna being one of them, because I'm sure some of you guys have proposed before. And it's terrifying. And you just freak out when you know it's coming up. And I'd received 2 pretty important pieces of advice. One from Anna, which was like, don't worry about the petty stuff. Because I was focusing on things like the ring box. And I was focusing on this stuff that I could control because I was so nervous about this moment and making it perfect. And you just sort of said that with your proposal, you don't like, it's all a blur. It's all like just in the moment. And
you don't remember something like the box that the ring was presented
in. Or like what
in.
Everyone's wearing around you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then my other friend said that I shouldn't plan a specific day. Like, this is the day that I'm going to propose. Just look for a moment on the trip and feel it out and, you know, ask at that time.
That's good
and
advice.
It ended up happening on our 4-year anniversary anyway, because I I really couldn't hold it anymore. I was just like, it's awful. It's an awful secret.
You feel like your skin is pulsing.
So bad. Yeah. I feel very confident. I never want to do that again. People that have gone on The Bachelor multiple times and like have had to like experience multiple proposals. Like, I respect you. What a surge of adrenaline, you adrenaline junkies.
You were telling a nice story about actual people, and then you just referred to The Bachelor.
That's ABC calling. They do not like when they talk shit about, you know, their shows. They are like, call them. So yeah, we're engaged. And
so you, how did you kind of, how did you do it?
Yeah, so I actually shot a short video, and I'll probably publish it tomorrow. And it basically I wanted to film a little bit of our trip every day, and it's a hard thing to do. I didn't want to just vlog or whatever, so I made
it. You don't want to be like rolling the whole
time.
Yeah,
so I sort of set in place before we even went to document it that at every location we would just set up a tripod, and I would just hold up a sign, and we would film. Like, so I'm in Anchorage, Alaska, or like Los Angeles, so we could remember every step of our journey. And she knew about this, and she thought it was like a great idea, because I have a personal YouTube channel that I post to occasionally, so I thought I would just post it on there. And then I got the idea that because she would be standing in back of me when I would holding the sign where I was, whenever I would propose, I would write, "Will you marry me?" on the sign, and then
turn around and show it to her.
Well, what I did is I showed it to the camera, and then I walked back, kind of covering the sign, and then I turned. We were like posing for a while, and she's like smiling at the camera. And I said, "Hey, did I spell this right?" And she looked at it, and then
you said, "Did I spell this right?"
Yeah.
And what did she do?
She like read it. It was very like, it's confused and like, what? And then I got down on one knee and I think she knew. And then I grabbed the wrong hand, and then I said speech.
What's the right hand?
I grabbed this. I started putting the ring on her right hand, because I don't know. I'm not a jewelry gal. And she was like, that's not the
ring. Should have talked to Haas ahead of time.
Can I?
He knows all about what rings, yeah.
So I would like to make one dumb straight guy point.
Please.
And then I would also like to, ask a dumb straight guy question.
Yeah, is it how do you know who proposes to who?
That's right.
Yeah.
So totally, but I'm curious, like, because it seems the way you're telling the story is that it was obvious to both of you that it was you.
Yes.
Right.
It definitely was.
So it's just obvious.
Yeah, right. I think at least for our coupleship, yes, because of our dynamic.
Could do either way.
But I know couples that sort of, it can alternate either way with a proposal, which I think is kind of cool in gay relationships that you just.
I imagine it was, that it's just obvious, or it isn't, in which case you'd handle it some other way. The other thing is that it's just like my life is better because of what I'm about to say. And it's not my life. This could be hopefully anybody's life. But like, so, you know, and you and I don't know each other well, but when we hang out, we like each other.
I consider you my best friend.
And like, so in the last, 8 days, like I've gotten engagement stories from two lesbian couples.
Oh yeah, it's part of the gay agenda. Talk with each other. We all conference.
Like, I mean, it's just like that would have been inconceivable 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And one of them's my sort of pseudo cousin, and you know, and they'd and they had not. One of them just didn't want to get married. Mm-hmm. Was always like, I don't want to get married. So she was the one who proposed because it was clear that the other. But I think because it was made clear that no, we're not getting married. We're not getting married. And then she was like, so actually, will you marry me? And that's like this nice moment of like, you know, and so it's beautiful. It's nice. And the idea that anyone would not want to hear that story is insane. That's all.
I guess it is a little strange. And I do, occasionally I do receive sort of hate comments about being lesbian or something like that, but it's few and far between.
Yeah,
they're
fading out.
Because why wouldn't you want two people who love each other to be with each other and to support each other? It's what a weird thing to not want for someone, especially someone you don't know. You know, that's why I think it's so strange that you have when in the past there was this legislation passing through. Like, why does it doesn't affect anyone's life?
Right.
And actually, I do think it makes the world a better place when two people love and support each other, bring out the best in each other, join their lives together, and become a badass team.
No, it makes us all better. Like, I'm better just by hearing the stories. Like, of course.
I agree. You know, you are.
Yeah.
You're all blessed by my engagement story.
That's right. I hope she's impressed by how well you say Russian names.
I know. I don't even think she knows.
So also, by the way, that's a great thing, isn't it? I mean, your tact.
Oh yeah,
it was great. I mean,
thank you.
You just, well, you'll have did to, I spell yeah. this right? What city were you in?
We were in Anchorage. We were on a bridge.
So it was
in Anchorage.
A reasonable question. That
it was yeah. yeah. It was at awesome. Sunrise, and I'm a very not I'm not a great speller, and it was at sunrise, and I told her that we were going to go moose spotting. Because it's all the wildlife and we're very gay, so we like doing lesbian activities like nature walks and nature sightings. So this was all
those are lesbian activities?
We went camping. Like that's like it's lesbians, camping, RVs, just, Subarus, just, pit bulls. Like I am all of those things.
I just know those is not Jewish activities. And they're not, it's not that they're not. I didn't realize that they were lesbian.
Oh, they are. We yeah. own them. Yeah. And it's great because you see your people on the trail. You do. You just see like, you know, wish you well, gay agenda.
So
we all,
I got to ask you, I wrote down the other question I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. This is not a straight guy question. Yep. So the drive, what is the drive? Because I love road trips. We drove to Colorado and back to 2 7-hour drives each day because we dove deep Colorado, mm-hmm. not like Denver. And I love a drive. 4.5-year-old, it's not, it's you know, you're gambling a little
yeah.
bit. But I would drive to Alaska. I like that idea. You were gone a month?
Yeah, we planned a long time in advance.
Yeah, sure.
You have to plan your stops along the way. Budgeting right. is huge, making sure there were unexpected days. One day we got hailed out of our campsite because it Whoa. Was pretty crazy hail in Whitehorse. So we had to get a hotel room that night, and then we didn't, you know, but we had budgeted for that ahead of time to make sure that if something like that came up, we could afford it. We were also really blessed by the kindness of strangers along the way. We did have a little bit of tire pressure problems, and this guy in Watson Lake, which was a Yukon, the capital of, yeah, Yukon. And he just helped us out for free, and he had 2 awesome shop dogs that our dog played with while he helped us out. So it is an amazing journey. You will see unbelievable things on there.
Yeah.
It took about, it was probably ranging between, some days were 8-hour drives. Some of them were 5 hours, 4 hours sometimes,
what
just
do you
in between
do?
Destinations.
Where is the Alaskan Highway? I don't even know. I should know, but
it's,
you drive.
The Alaskan Highway begins in Dawson Creek, which is British Columbia, I believe.
So you drive through Oregon and Washington?
Well, what we did 2 different routes because we wanted to see different mm-hmm. things along the way. So on the way up, we drove through Nevada and Utah and I believe maybe Iowa very briefly, and then Montana, and then—
Not Idaho.
Idaho, that's yeah. it. Mm-hmm. I don't know my states.
Yeah. It would have been cool if you proposed in Dawson Creek and then just told her, like, I don't want to wait for my life to be over.
Yeah, that's true. It would have been very cool. And Dawson Creek was a cool, had some cool parts of it, but it was definitely a little, there were, it's like parking lots-ish.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then the Alaskan Highway starts. But that, you're right, that would have been very cool. I also don't know if she would have gotten that reference because she hasn't seen Dawson's Creek.
So I didn't get it. I mean, as soon as you said it, I figured out that's what that was. Wait for
so
my to be
over. She doesn't watch it. We should watch Dawson's.
That's from the show?
That is from the show.
It's one of the best. I mean, it's the reason why we had the OC and why we had, like.
I never saw the OC either.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of the post game.
Did you not get the part where I said I was 50?
Yeah, but still, it's the OC is it's a great show for anyone.
So you drove, so that was cool. So you could do the coast because the Oregon coast is awesome.
We did that on the way back. We went through Vancouver, Seattle, Portland. That was beautiful. It was really, really wonderful.
I want to see Montana. I love, but we drove in Colorado and Utah, and you know, driving them, you hit the Rockies, man. It's unbelievable, and you think, I can't believe this is America. And this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is the most beautiful thing. You can't believe it.
The West is unbelievable.
And yeah, I was also something that really strikes me whenever I travel. I remember feeling the same way when I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for a comedy festival. Is coming in contact with people who are so different from me, whose real world life and perspective has shaped a totally different opinion of how we should be doing things in the United States, and finding common ground because we're travelers and because that's what you do. Because I do believe that the human spirit is kind and giving and generous and curious too. And we came across some people that I know for a fact because of bumper stickers on their car do not agree with who we are, or for a lot of our beliefs. And because we had a pit bull and he liked pit bulls, we were able to talk about this. This guy literally had a dead moose in the bed of his car, of his truck.
Uh-huh.
And he came up to us in the parking lot. He was like, hey. And Lizzie and I were like, this is it. It's happening. Like, this is our moment. And we get to be like, we were in a parking lot on Twitter or something like that. Like, this is a big day for me. And he was like, is that your pit bull? And I was like, oh, sure. Yeah, yes. And he's like, I have a pit bull too. I love pit bulls. And I was like, me too. And then he was like, let me like tell you about my dog. And we're like sharing photos, and you know, and then you know, I saw his car and everything, and it was, you just sort of know that we are so different, but also like we are so similar, and it was beautiful and awesome, and I just love
people. It's nice. We stayed at a campground. We don't camp, but they have a cabin there in Colorado. But people come in their trailers, and it's a high end trailer living. These are fancy trailers there. And the cabins weren't fancy at all, but like, you know, the trailers they deck out. I mean, they got the gate, they got the thing, they got the center, they got the DirecTV. These are comfortable trailers, and they stay out here on the San Miguel River. But you know, I can tell from some of them just by looking at them and the bumper stickers, and I'm like, there's some Trump voters here. But we had Bob, we had our dog, and me and my wife, and we have a 4.5-year-old, and they have most of these people older, they had grandkids, and you just connect, and they're like, hey, where are you from? What's it like to live in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
You know, right? You know, and then we talk, and they're from all over the place, and mostly Colorado and Utah and some Arizona, and you just, it doesn't come up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come up, and you realize, there is, what we have in common is enormous.
And then you remember that it is, so many politicians serve to divide us, when actually, if you were to bring so many people together, we can find common ground, and just to engage with each other respectfully. And it's such a good reminder, because so many times with the news cycle, you lose faith.
And being here, and sort of, you know, you get whipped into a frenzy about stuff, and appropriately, we have a president's a monster. But again, it is, there are, the country is filled with decent people, and that and it encourages me a little that at some point something might go right and that decency might win out. There's always going to be a threat to it, but that it might rear its head and stay above ground.
Maybe we should mandate dog ownership.
Dogs help, man.
That's not a bad idea,
right? Like, in the very least, it'll lower stress. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, or because you know, obviously you have to take care of a living thing, and that sounds like it would be more stressful. But Bob came to my desk today as I was working,
and it's just, you felt better.
Oh, 100%. I gave Bob a big hug.
I think we should wrap this up by seeing a dog eat a bagel because it was dark, that I put way too much butter on.
Mm. All right, let's do it.
Let's see that.
This Bob, come great.
Here. Come up.
Oh, he's so excited. She's so excited.
Come here. Up. Say hi. Come up.
Come on, right here.
Come here.
Good job. Good job, little lady.
And then she just sinks into the abyss with the bagel.
Whatever,
that's pretty much me when I eat, just taking the food and then just like falling off camera.
So cute.
I'm actually going to eat the rest of it down here too. So I'll see you guys later.
That's amazing. This show really was very varied.
Yeah, it was.
All over the place. I like it that way. Hi, Ben.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. We will see you tomorrow.
Good girl.